Because I know you listen to Crappy Awesome.
Yeah. Who, me? Yeah, I listen to Crappy Awesome sometimes.
Meryl Streep.
Oh, Meryl Streep. Yeah.
I know she listens. So
totally listens to Crappy Awesome.
You know what
awesome.
You should do, Meryl Streep? Is
we call everybody by
full
name.
You should just shut the fuck up and give like all your money then. Like just give a bunch of money. Because you could do that and that would matter.
Right.
Like that would like really do something. Find something, some families or something. Do that.
Yeah.
And you might do that. If you do, bravo. But you can't talk about something you actually have not experienced at all and try to be actually.
It's been,
you
it's been a long time. No, it's been a long time.
You can talk.
She
about
She wasn't
those.
Born rich.
No, but I think you can talk about it. You just can't claim to be in a leadership position to talk for the people that are currently in that situation.
That platform that you're standing on, like, because the way that you deliver the message matters.
Yeah.
But you know, like, you know, Bob Dylan won the Nobel Peace Prize and, like, or not the, the literature prize, the Nobel, like, literature prize.
Yeah.
And he, like, just wouldn't show up to accept it. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, no. He, like, they would keep asking about it. And, of course, like, the committee was, like, getting more and more pissed. They're like, how dare you?
Yeah.
We're giving you a Nobel Prize.
We're honoring you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was never a dick about it. He just kind of, like, kept sliding it off. And, like, he, like, released a statement thanking and saying that he's honored and everything. But I think a lot of his motivation was designed around, like, this thing is kind of a circle jerk. And if I submit to it, then it does kind of taint the art and the message.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of fucking guts.
Yeah.
To, like, just be like, you know what? Like, not get up there in your $1 million dress and be like, I know, I'm so honored.
Just don't play.
I'm so humble. Yeah, just don't play.
Yeah, yeah. If you, like, really believe it, don't play.
Thank you for the prize. I appreciate it. It is very kind of you, but I'm not going to join in this circle jerk.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking
dumb. Yeah. That's pretty, that's,
that's
punk.
That's fucking Bob Dylan.
That's fucking punk rock right there.
That's some G-ass shit right there. Oh, that was our banter. All right. Yeah. Don't flush. Hi, Lino.
Hey, this shit goes beyond the scope of the spectrum than I signed up for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have got high.
Well,
let's go.
We'll just go back to dick jokes. Don't worry about it. don't flush the toilet. Welcome to another mildly erect episode of the Crappy Awesome Podcast. We're your host, the Diego Brown Project. I go by Mr.
Get your
Raj.
Mind out of the gutter, Lino.
Yeah, seriously.
What is wrong with
God.
Saying that? Good Lord.
Calm down, man. Your hair looks amazing,
you're a fucking
by the way.
Professor.
Thank you, bro.
I'm a big fan of that right now.
Really?
We are Diego Brown Project.
It took me forever to find a fucking barber that could cut my hair.
Yeah?
Yeah, dog, because I got very, like, rough indigenous-ass hair that's
you
just
do.
Fucking straight, you
you're
know what I mean?
You're very ass-tip.
And so, like, if they fucking cut it a little too short, when I put gel, it'll just stick out.
Yeah. You just
like a porcupine.
Them.
And then I found...
Like
I found,
a Mexican porcupine.
And I've been loyal to that guy ever since. So
Orale. Yeah. That is, like, that's, like, the longest direct connected relationship a man has is with his barber. Totally heterosexual. Not that there's anything wrong with the others, but that's like for a man, that's like, that's, I'm never gonna cheat on that.
That's
dude,
your dude.
Somebody puts. Knows how to do your hair, you do not cheat on that dude. Yeah. Ever. Yeah. That shit's important.
Yeah. Nah, man, it's fucking, it's dope every time I come and kick it with you fools, cause you fools are on some other shit.
Okay, man, can we do the opening of our show?
Oh shit, okay. My bad. I thought we had gone through that. I'm
see,
fucking,
that's
good.
What happens,
God.
Man.
God.
Good
it's your
Lord.
Fault. Is this fool? You want to fucking smoke some weed?
Yeah.
I go by Mr. Arash, okay. But nobody calls me Mr. And with me is Kelsey Ray, even though we'll just call him Chris.
Hey, yeah.
We're, of course, brought to you by Platform Collection. I'll try to speed through it. How's that?
Yeah, we'll get through it.
We're, of course, brought to you by Platform Collection. Make sure you go over there to check out all the content that is at platformcollection.com for the next 3 hours, 23 minutes, and 5 seconds. I'm bringing back the time thing.
I don't like it.
I've decided to do it.
Really? Yeah, I don't. Do something else.
Thanks, Dick.
I just don't like that one.
That particular one?
Yeah.
All right, I'll come up with something else next time. I'm not going to do it now,
though. I don't know if everybody gets it right away.
I don't care if they don't get it right
away. I know,
away.
But that's all the
They'll
fun.
Get it after 17 episodes.
Okay. Touché.
While you're there, check out our sibling podcast. There is Life on the Road with 60 East.
I forgot.
All right. Okay.
Isn't that what we're going to do?
Yeah, I don't care.
Some kind of...
Really, though? With cookbook.
Really, though?
And that's it. I'm just going to say cookbook.
Okay.
Orchestrated with Noah James and Lisa J. That's the show that they have on our network.
Yeah.
But they also have like 17 other shows on their network.
Yeah.
Check that out,
the
too.
Orchestrated Podcast Network.
Orchestrated Podcast
Network. Trying to get network. On some of those shows.
I like that. Their flagship show is on our channel.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is on that their own names channel.
That's what they should be doing.
Yeah,
that's get the way yours, it works. Noah.
Yeah. Why isn't this All Card the Crappy Awesome Network? That's what it should be.
What?
What? Cully, Cully hosts Proof of Life Radio.
Yeah, hey, that's my homie.
That's okay. Good.
Good.
Status also hosts Status Escalates.
Yeah.
And not on this particular network, he hosts Bars Weekly.
Yeah.
On Dash Radio.
Dash Radio.
Radio. Radio.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough.
Every Dash. Friday.
Yeah.
5 o'clock.
He's going to step down from one of these three shows.
Dun, 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 dun.
We can't announce which one.
Yeah. Which means there will be a new host.
That'd be funny if he stepped down from Crappy Awesome. He wasn't even a host yet.
He's like, I'll just keep these three then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll just keep hosting. No, next week we're just going to add another show to the network that Cully also hosts.
Yeah. Proof of Life 2.
He's like, he is the busiest man in hip-hop. Mm-hmm. That's a good description for Cully.
Yeah.
The busiest man in hip-hop. The Ghetto Blaster podcast hosted by Ricochet.
Yeah.
Pretty fresh.
Pretty fresh.
By Muds One.
Mudsy.
Hosted by Muds One. Mudsy. I like saying it. It's like, it's pretty fresh.
Yeah, it's a pretty fresh show. Yeah.
Well, it's
make
Italian.
It Italian.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
I was thinking more, it's like, yo, is that shirt new? It's pretty fresh.
Mm.
That's very Muds One's personality, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Also like in Italian, though. Pretty fresh.
Pretty fresh.
Yeah.
The 2MX Hologram podcast going long and strong and down to get the friction on.
Whoa. I love that.
Yeah, we should,
that was
we
awesome.
Should do that from now on.
Yeah. I love that. It's like meta. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like there's levels to that joke.
Yeah.
That was a perfect joke.
Oh wow.
That was a perfect joke.
And the more we talk about it, the better it gets.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2MX is back on K Day with Water the Plants.
Yeah.
At 2 a.m. Saturday night, Sunday morning. That means like when you're please, I hope you're not driving home at 2 a.m. on Saturday.
No, you're Ubering it.
You're Ubering home. You can tell the Uber Lyft. Yeah. Lifting. Fuck Uber.
Yeah.
You're telling your Lyft driver, can you please switch it over to K-Day because I need to hear 2MX.
Yes.
And if you only live 5 minutes from
the
club.
It actually sounds something like this. Oh, can you play Tumac? That's what it'll sound like.
That's what it's going to sound like. That's
but
true.
You can translate it.
And right. Your driver's like, what? Oh, God. Just
Tumac.
Play more of that 90s Eurodance and hopefully he'll shut up. Anyway, Water to Plants, 2 a.m., K-Day. And also 2MX Hologram Radio. That's 24-hour streaming hip-hop infused, but not all hip-hop. It's just it's a music.
Yeah.
It's all kinds of independent music.
Free.
And you can listen to it on a variety of channels, platforms, I mean, but we highly recommend TuneIn Radio. So look up 2MX Hologram Radio. The links to all that is, of course, at platformcollection.com.
Yes.
Shout out to our responders, Stacey.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
This was almost a perfect
shout out. I have a canker sore on my tongue. Let me tell you that. It's been hard to talk. Shout out to our sponsors. Stay Illuminated. For all your fresh gear and lifestyle needs, visit
Arash is a Rolling Stone.
StayIlluminated.com.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We are forced recording this actually.
Are we still doing the no shipping thing? Is it still? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh thank God because we announced it on the last one.
Yeah.
We're of course recording this show at Stay Illuminated Studios.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. On the first floor, though.
Yeah, on the first floor of the studios.
Yeah.
Not in the backyard.
But they don't let us upstairs.
You can get free shipping right now.
Yeah.
Whatever you order from StayIlluminated.com. Free shipping.
Free shipping?
Free shipping. We've gone mad.
That's crazy, Tony. Slashing prices.
We did this exact
This is amazing.
On the last one.
Yeah, I think that's we should so stay funny. Consistent.
Yeah, that's good. The code is STAYILL17.
Yes.
We should at some point change the
because,
number.
Because why?
Because
we explained it last time.
We did?
Yeah. Because forget. Stay Ill is the name of the, like, Stay Illuminated.
Oh, is that what it means?
And then 17 is the year. They're super creative
about
it.
Oh, it's the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, can we talk to the marketing company about that one?
What's the marketing department?
Let's get something a little more complicated.
Can we change it to just Arash?
Can we get a crappy
yeah.
Hey, can we get a crappy awesome code?
I would like to be the code.
Can we do that? Now? Yeah. Okay, so
right now,
hey, that's how you got to make these things happen,
we're
bro.
So professional, so this, professional.
This is what you're seeing is God's work.
No, he puts
this,
down his Heineken and right walks now. Over
networking.
To the
yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. And
so crappy awesome.
Check
is
out.
The code.
Yeah. Crappy awesome. Okay. Yeah. Crappy awesome is the code.
Yes.
Not a rush.
No, not a rush. Okay. What?
Crappy awesome is the code.
Good God.
Yeah. Also, people are creative partners over at watertoplants.org. It is a music incubator in LA. We spoke about it endlessly a few episodes ago.
Yeah, go check it out.
We won't tell you which episode.
It's called Kristen Arash, Water the Plants.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, yeah. We talk about it a lot. So, yeah, watertoplants.org. Follow us on Instagram at Platform Collection and on Twitter at Platform Collect.
Platform Collection.
Shut up. I need
That's
water.
What you said.
It's because I have that canker sore on my tongue. And, of course, shameless plug, Burner Podcast. That's hosted by yours truly. That is over at burnerpodcast.com. It covers the Burning Man community and all that bullshit. Tell them about Stitcher, iTunes, and the...
Yeah, if you're listening to this on Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, go over to platformcollection.com.
You forgot the last one.
Oh, and Spreaker.
Spreaker.
Yeah, go over to platformcollection.com. Listen to every episode all the way back to episode zero. You can also check out the largest hip-hop podcast network in the world.
Crappy Awesome is the code.
Yeah, I know, man. Making things happen.
Yeah.
I'm blazing a trail, bro.
Okay.
You see that?
Blazing something.
I filled out the proper paperwork. I sent it upstairs.
Yeah.
Tony stamped it, sent it back down.
Okay,
boom.
Good.
That's the way it happens.
As long as it didn't get caught in that other department that all of our paperwork seems to keep getting caught in.
Yeah.
It's super annoying.
The one where Lena works in.
Yeah.
They don't do anything there. They just turn up.
It's and have
a whole
amazing,
floor of
amazing
turn
amazing hair.
And right. Barbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lenoski's here.
I don't think I've seen a light so beautiful. Mike, just sing a full song to that thunderstorm. Roof leaking, but it don't really matter, though. Put a bucket under that ceiling and yo, we good to go. 1990-something had a Game Boy Color and another song explained my relationship with Carla. Back then, I didn't know that we were poor because everyone around us had the same looking door and the same looking floor and the same damn smile every time our team would score. Everybody yelling, goal. Yeah, those were the days. Imagination was the best way to play games. I wish my age was a single digit once more and play war every single time I got bored. Bam, bam, fake guns wet my fingertips. And later on, I stopped after gun killing incidents. Yo, whatever happened to our innocence? These militant little kids, sons of immigrants, imprisonment seems to be tradition, not coincidence. I chose my voice as my weapon of influence. I chose my voice as my weapon of influence. Yeah. Not gonna lie, dog, people discriminate. And I spent all my life working hard to be equivalent. And then I realized no matter how you put it, you'll never be the good kid, you just gotta get through it. Sometimes I really wonder who I am. That college boy with etiquette or hoodlum with friends. I walk around with Chucks, but I own a pair of dressing shoes to keep me undercover when the piggies go arresting fools. But to be honest, I feel comfortable in both. So I feel a little lost, don't know where to swim my boat. But deep down, man, I know that I ain't one of them. Got love for the streets and my homies, I stay loving them. Listen to my heart, that shit beats hard. I got a deadly combo, homie, book smart and street smart. 1990-something had a Game Boy Color. And it's 2014, I'm not the same boy, brother. Yo, whatever happened to our innocence? These militant little kids, sons of immigrants. Imprisonment seems to be tradition, not coincidence. I chose my voice as my weapon of influence. I chose my voice as my weapon of influence. I chose my voice as my weapon of influence.
Who's on the show?
Oh, Lenoski. Hey. With three eyes.
At the end of it.
Yeah. At the end of it. No, at the beginning.
If you start an app, would it be I Lenoski?
Ooh.
No.
I Lenoski.
Is that too played out?
Whoa, that's a shit of eyes.
That's a lot of eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, why
that's
not?
Deep too, man.
It's like spiders have that many eyes. Like insect eyes.
It's like more eyes than like Mississippi.
Yo.
Yeah, Mississippi has a lot of eyes.
Where are we going with this?
Who cares? I'll go wherever Lenoski takes me.
With that haircut.
I'm just trying to you take it somewhere, because if I take it somewhere right now, we're gonna fucking just.
Oh man, we might want to go there,
no.
Dude.
Take it. Where do you want to go?
You're fresh off the No Label Festival.
Oh yeah, man, that was tight,
right?
Man.
You guys on a high note. In case you didn't know, Lenoski is from that crew.
Yep.
And you guys tore it down yesterday, I heard.
Yeah, man. Like, we hope so. The fans are always there, you know, so that shit's always tight. So it's always cool, man, just going out and just I kind of like to hang out in the crowd, just because I'm still a fan myself. You know
yeah.
What I mean? So I'm always in the crowd and shit, and like people show love, so that's kind of tight.
How rare is it for you guys to all get together like that? Performance-wise?
Performance-wise, I think... I don't think we've ever done one like that.
You know? Really?
Really?
Or I think... Oh, actually, we have.
Yeah.
We have done it, but, like, not on a big scale like that.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We on have a festival style. Yeah,
performances together and stuff.
Did you guys close? No, right?
No.
King Little G?
Right.
Okay. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, man. So that was a good...
Yeah, Instagram was blowing up for your guys' shit. Yeah, that's how I watched almost the whole show.
Oh, shit. No way.
Yeah.
I still need to go check it out, man. I haven't gone on Instagram. I've been sleeping the whole day because last night... It was last night.
Yeah.
And it was fucking just... Dog, I just woke up.
Yeah.
Like, before coming to the show.
Yeah, in your house?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I did, yeah.
Well, at least you made it home, at least.
I made it home.
Yeah.
Hey, remember the first time you were on the show? You were talking about how you're going to, like, quit rapping after you're done with school.
I'm not done with school yet.
Okay, all right. Okay. That's still going on.
His trick is that he just keeps enrolling in school.
Yeah.
That way he's not lying.
He's like, I'm just going to fuck around for a while I'm in school.
Yeah.
What major are you now?
I can tell you.
Yogurt.
Yogurt.
Wait, frozen ones?
Yeah.
Nutritional science.
I feel like in the time that we've known you, and since we met you from the very first show, we've watched you, you know, further and further getting lost in this identity of the nose key.
Yeah.
With the three eyes.
Which I felt like when you first came on the show, I felt like you were so against, like you were fighting it. You're like, I don't really want to be, I'm not a rapper.
The reluctant rapper.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, like, I think I remember telling you on the first show that I don't think you understood, like, the wave had already started.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't going to, like, you have no control over that now.
Yeah. How many years ago was that?
The first time he was on?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Four, five?
2013.
Yeah,
four
holy
years ago?
Fuck.
Yeah, I just, dude, no, I've been waiting for our I told you so conversation literally since that show.
Wait,
we're not quite there, but, you know, because he's still in school, but we're going to do this again.
Yeah.
And then we'll really tell
you. Yeah.
I'm done in December.
Once you're an adult.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to quit rapping in December?
I don't know. I'm actually working on a new project right now.
Yeah. So then what does that consist of? What direction are you going with that new project?
Did he just kiss his bicep?
Yeah, he's like, I'm so pretty.
I was burping on my arm, but I wasn't kissing my bicep.
Just as good.
Well, I linked up with this producer from San Jose. And shit. His name's Rhythmatical.
Yeah.
And that fool's like real dope, you know what I mean? He makes like very like chill vibe type beats and shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I felt like I was like, whoa, this type of shit that I like.
Yeah.
But he's also growing and like experimenting with his beats too. You know what I mean? So are you
experimenting more?
So I thought it was kind of like, yo, we're on the same wavelength. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, cool. Like, I'm pretty down to go work with that guy. And like, we met. It was the first time we've met. We've only had conversations and shit. And I went over and then I met that fool and it was dope. It was just this.
Were you guys already working together before you started?
Nah, I kind of like jacked some of his beats and I was like, yo, man, I took these beats from your SoundCloud. Is that tight or what?
Yeah. Like, do you agree or yes or yes?
Pretty much. That's
or no.
Pretty much, that's what I said.
Yeah. He did that Mexican thing.
Also, your girlfriend's here right now, too.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Nah, not at all.
Don't worry, we're going to be famous.
Yeah, it's cool. You're welcome.
And he was just like, yo, for show, man, like, you know, like, use whatever you want on my SoundCloud. Like, I had messaged this guy. I was like, yo, man, I've been following your work, like, for a while. I was just wondering, like, how we can go, like, around and working. I was like, can I use this beat from your SoundCloud? I had already recorded a fucking song. Regardless, you know what I mean?
He's like, please.
That was like, yo, man. He's like, I'm a fan of that one song you got, fucking Redefined. He's like, that shit was my jam, like, every
He's
morning.
He's like, I also like that song you did, Silly Rabbit.
Like a completely different artist. No, he was like, it was tight. Like, I reached out, and this fool knew who I was, so that was tight. You know,
that's awesome.
That was fucking dope.
Which is always weird to me that you're always surprised by that, because we had this conversation all the fucking time.
I was just like, nah, because this fool's, like, dope, bro, you know what I mean? So I was just
what's the vibe? Like, if we hear the new shit, is it shit like we've heard before?
Probably, most likely, but it's like, it's a lot more grown, you know what I mean? Like, as far as
topic-wise?
The lyrics, you know what I mean?
You're making grown folk music.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Grown folk music.
Wow. Lenovsky's all grown up.
Grown up.
Yeah, he's all grown up.
Is he adding more eyes to his name?
I don't know. It's nah, four now.
But then there's also other beats, you know, like what I'm doing here is like it's like different types of drum patterns now, you know.
Yeah.
But it still has the same aura to mm-hmm. it, you know.
You yeah. know what I mean? You mean like can I throw out like trappy?
Not trappy, more like yeah. maybe like 808s.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Tony saying in the background?
Diggable planets.
Diggable right? planets. Okay.
But no, really, but it's kind of nah. But it's kind of like it's still kind of like boom bappy, but like yeah. not completely ish. You know.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Still that's
kinda,
awesome,
it's still,
man.
It's still kind of just like.
You so know? You're experimenting.
Well, like baby steps.
Yeah.
No, it's important. It's, oh.
Wait. I'm sorry. We got to ask you, what do you think about SP's new record?
Hey, bro. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We were talking about it on the last episode with Ilsamar. Yeah, we were talking yeah. about, like, I think, me personally, this is his, like, best work.
Yeah.
Because
everything. Promoting-wise,
yeah,
marketing-wise.
Like, everything. You just seen him, like, because this is, dude, honestly, I've said it on this show. I thought it could have gone one of two ways. It was either at this point where he was at career-wise, he was going to need to push it, like, out of the box where he was at to show that he's grown as an artist, or he was going to continue along the way he was, and he'd probably not lose, like, popularity, but I don't know what the future would look like. And he decided to be like, you know what, I'm going to be exactly who I am right now because I am into other shit now. Yeah. I'm not the 16-year-old kid anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm into we said on the last show, like, he's in the wine. He goes out. You know what I mean? Like, he's a single, like, 25-year-old man. And that's way different than a 16-year-old boy. Yeah. You know? Like, so it's really dope to see, like, how that whole thing came together. Did you know, like, did you have a feeling this was going to happen?
Oh, he was growing already. You know what I mean? He's always been growing. He's always been improving.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally, this is, like, his shit. This is all he does. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
this
yeah.
This is where his fucking heart and fucking mind is.
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I've seen him grow a lot since when I first met him to, like, the type of sound that he has now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just always been him. He's always been grinding, always. You know, he never stops working.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It was yesterday the first time that he performed the new song in front of a crowd like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right? How was the crowd?
It was dope.
They loved
honestly, like, I was just lost within the crowd with my crew up on stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I, like, forgot about the crowd out there.
Yeah,
I was just vibing out with my homies, so it was like real, awesome. It was real dope, you know. It was real dope to vibe with the homies and shit.
That's cool, man. Yeah. Okay, so you're growing, obviously.
Yeah, I gotta ask, like, you obviously know what your growth kind of like trajectory has been. Do you observe other artists and like see people who aren't growing and think like use yourself as a litmus test for that? Like, I don't know. Is that something that you consciously pay attention to? Like, yo, it's time to grow. It's time to evolve to the next step. Or is it something that's just happening without paying attention to it?
Well, honestly, quite honestly, like for other artists, I really don't, like, care what they do.
Yeah.
As long as, fuck it, that's what they like to do. That's what they're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been like, oh, I want to hear some different shit from this artist, you know what
I mean?
Yeah. Because...
Yeah, but even like with yourself, like how do you observe that?
With myself, I'm just like,
what does it look like from Lenovsky? What does it look like to Lenovsky that Lenovsky needs to grow?
Oh, dog. Yeah, I've been battling with that shit. That's why I haven't released anything in like the fucking, I think, since 2015.
Yeah.
I think maybe, you know what I mean? That Leno Skywalker project.
Right. Which was like fresh off the project right before it.
Yeah,
right. So
headphones only.
Yeah, so you had done like two back-to-back projects.
I did one 1 year, and then the following year, I released another one. Probably should have waited, huh?
So you've been off. You've been off for a year.
Probably a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Yeah, maybe going on two. Not recording,
but not really though.
Yeah,
it feels like this is what I feel like from an outsider looking in. I feel like watching on a high note, like the stuff that Bobby does.
Yeah, Bobby, dude, Bobby's grown
fucking
so much, you know?
Exactly. And it's undeniable. And then people waiting to see how Self-Provoked was going to come out. And then he knocks it out of the park. I think that still, even now, feeds into everybody else. Like, there's people that are discovering Self-Provoked for the first time, and then they just do what everybody else does. Just go down the rabbit hole, and then they discover you. So I think you've been able to stay relevant, and then you'll do shows. You'll come out every once in a while and do shows, and I think you've been able to stay relevant because of all that.
And I put up a couple, like singles with no promotion on SoundCloud. Dude, SoundCloud fucking, I didn't know I had Matt fucking listeners there daily. You know,
yeah. of course,
like,
you didn't.
I uploaded a fucking song on there. It was a remix to this, like, LA Confidential.
You know?
And I put it on there like, hey, it's a remix. I'm not going to promote it on, like, YouTube or anything. I put it on SoundCloud, and it fucking, like, I forgot about it, and I check on it, like, 2 months later or something, or a couple months later, and it had, like, you know, like, 17,000 plays.
Yeah.
It's at, like, you know, like, 30-something, I think. I was like, yo, damn, I got to pay more attention to my my SoundCloud folk, you know?
Yeah, Linowski.
So, all my SoundCloud listeners, I really love y'all.
Okay, what's up with SoundCloud right now? Are they about to go bankrupt?
I heard Chance stepped in, right?
Oh, he did?
Stepped in and bought it?
Yeah, well, that's what I... The last I heard that was Chance had put out to his audience, don't worry, he was going to save SoundCloud.
Wow.
I haven't followed up. Can you look that up, Eddie?
Yeah. I'd like to know what's going on with SoundCloud.
Because I was like, it took me a while to get those followers on SoundCloud.
Because SoundCloud is, like, really important to so many. I can tell you it's important to Burner Podcast. Like, that's where half of our listens come from.
Well, I think what's happening over outside SoundCloud is they envision themselves, though, as more of an iTunes. And what it's become is more of, like, a better Bandcamp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, where indie artists use it a lot, and it's only exactly what you want, their music. Okay. That's it.
So they have a Napoleon complex is what they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for a while they were, like, going after all the DJs and, like,
they were banning DJ mixes.
Yeah, we're like, motherfucker, this is, you know, this is a huge part of so many different people's livelihood. They're making a lot of dumb shit decisions. So is the question, like, so we're looking up if Chance the Rapper has, like, stepped in.
Yeah, what happened to SoundCloud?
If it worked. Let's see. SoundCloud, Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
The internet. It's okay. I have the internet. Yes. Keep talking about SoundCloud while I look that up.
Yeah, well, I think...
No, Chance the Rapper isn't saving SoundCloud.
No?
that's what Now Toronto says three days ago.
Poor. Well, then there goes SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linowski, say bye to you.
bye to my audience.
If the music streaming website is to survive, it needs to develop a realistic vision of what it has to offer. Cheap, easy hosting, and streaming for independent music.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently... Is it... You know what it is? Are they like Yahoo? Remember, like, Yahoo was desperately trying to compete with Google or something?
Oh.
Like, fuck, stop. You're not going to be Google. Let it go.
Yeah.
Or, like, MySpace. You know, like, they kept desperately trying to compete with Facebook. Stop.
Yeah.
Like, support independent music. That's where the people are on MySpace. And now MySpace is, you know, nowhere to be seen.
Isn't MySpace, like, it is having, like, a resurgence, though.
Are they?
Yeah, on a very,
like... a retro thing?
Nah, it feels very, like, niche.
Okay.
Like, there's certain types of music that are, like, growing and blossoming on MySpace right now.
Yeah.
It's just not hip-hop, because hip-hop isn't seen as a whole, as being an underground thing, because it's not. It's a universal... It's been at the highest levels of pop culture.
Yeah.
It's not something you're discovering. You know, everybody knows what hip hop is. What you're doing is discovering artists. And that's what, like, SoundCloud did for a lot of independent artists because of the stream, what it would feed you every morning or, you know, every time you checked it.
MySpace was definitely holding a place for, like, Bandcamp. Because with MySpace, you could have, like, your own personal profile, but then you could use that to go and navigate bands and, like, artists, like, that had their page up.
With Bandcamp.
Yeah. And, like, so MySpace was a great place for that. And, like, they needed to double down on that rather than continuing to try to chase after Facebook.
Yeah.
But this is where corporate America fucks it up by not understanding what's going on.
You know what's crazy, though, is Facebook is having a resurgence again. Did you
ever
gone? Yeah. It started to dip with an age group. Like, it started to just be, like, for your parents. Like, and they were very afraid of that for a minute. And they started to double down on live. Because our parents won't watch live.
Yeah.
They won't sit there because they don't know how to, like, make it work, you know? And so they doubled down on live and streaming video. And I think you're going to see Instagram implementing more into Facebook.
Yeah.
Because from what I hear... The next social media, everything is voice and live. Everything. Like people are, like, trying to get on Alexa already, you know, because it's a whole new language to be on Alexa, which is the little talking thing in your house.
Yeah.
But if you can go.
Wait, what little talking thing in my house?
Oh, not in your house. I'm sorry, Rosh. Don't get scared. All right. Don't get scared. You can buy this talking thing.
That's fucking scary.
And then you basically say, like, hey, Alexa, let me hear hip hop. And if it's going to follow your algorithm from the internet, so it's already going to know what you like. It's going to know where you've been. So right now, the competition, I can tell you as a brand, it's no secret. We're competing for a spot when they go, can let me hear hip hop or what's the latest hip hop out. That Platform Collection ends up somewhere, you know, on the front page. So that's the business that's happening right now. Yeah. And that's all based on voice. You're not even seeing anything. Mm-hmm. It's just voice. And then live is because all live is the resurgence of the YouTube idea, except now our technology has caught up. I mean, my phone shoots in 4K live.
Fuck.
So that's a TV station, you know, in your pocket. So once you can do that
with really shitty programming.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just resurgence again.
Yeah.
So because here's the thing, all you're doing is competing in the social media world. If you know how to compete in the social media world, you can make your own TV show because you understand that it isn't about necessarily the content at first. It's about getting in front of as many faces as possible. So if you can buy your way into that, which you can, because Instagram is super cheap right now, Facebook is super cheap right now, and you can buy your way definitely into the eyes, in front of the eyes of people that are really into your shit.
Yeah.
Because you're using their multi-billion-dollar algorithm that they found, that they use on you to figure out what to sell you. You can buy into that. That's what you're doing when you're buying a Facebook ad. You're using their algorithm. Because if you had to do that on your own, you couldn't. That's just the truth. You can't.
You're just giving me ideas right now.
Yes.
Because I'm working on another project.
Are you quitting again?
Again, for the third time.
Like, this time I'm out.
I throw my phone down and walk out, and I come back. Oh, wait, that's my phone.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to, like, announce it publicly yet, but the next thing that I'm working on, it just right now, just having this conversation reminded me of, like, what a great time it is right now to double down on the human connections.
Yes.
Because for a long time, like, when events, like, when, like, the event invitation thing got really big in Facebook or initially, it very much got to the point where, like, every invite that we got, we just weren't even paying attention to it anymore. And the handful of people that were getting people showing up to the events were the ones that picked up the phone.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to take it old school and call people up directly and say, yo, I'm throwing this party. I want you to come.
Yep.
People will come. So I feel like right now with everything going directly, like so much more technology, more video, more voice, for this next venture, I'm going to try to find a way to double down on, like, the one-on-one human connection.
Well, I think
rather than, like, the mass blasting of information.
This is what's going to happen, is that technology is going to allow you to do that in a better way than you can do it, like, on foot, face-to-face.
In what way?
Because that is where everything's going.
Yeah.
Right now, it's really about HR and not PR.
Yeah.
Like, across the board in business. Nobody's winning big in business if all you're focused on is the PR.
Yeah.
Because people can see through it now.
Yeah.
People make their own PR. Linowski's on a show right now that's going to give him PR.
Hey.
But
wait, what show is he on right now?
This is actually a show. We record this.
Oh, this one. Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
And I thought you were cheating on us.
right in front of
you. He's all standing here with a live.
Wait
a minute.
but that's what I'm saying. Like, so you can, if you can do that live all the time, and you have an audience, then you can literally package anything any way you want. And there it is. So it's literally cut out any need, period, for any type of large corporation. Like I told people nowadays, focus on money. Get money because it costs money to do all this shit. That's all that you should be fucking talking about. Because if you're at a place where you feel this could go to the world, then we're not having a conversation of whether or not you're dope, right? Like, otherwise you shouldn't even be like, what the fuck? Like, if you're not even dope, like, who cares? But if you're confident in your music and you're like, or whatever art you do, if you're that confident in it, double down on that.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that is to generate money to put back in yourself. That's it. There's no other way around it. You know what I mean? And I think it's very cheap to do that right now.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is most people just don't take the time to look into it. Like, how many artists, Linowski, have you read the advertising profiles for Facebook on how it works?
Bro, I don't have Facebook.
Okay. See, and that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of artists.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to leave so many smart-ass comments on your shit.
Yeah.
And I haven't done that in a long time, and I used to get a lot of joy from that.
And you snatched that from
me. No, this explains why I've been in such a shitty mood for the past year.
It was Linowski.
It was Linowski.
You're why I
But you're why
I was the reason.
You bullied him off of Facebook. Yeah. You cyber, fucking asshole.
I cyber-bullied Linowski.
Yeah, no one should be made to feel that way, Linowski.
That's why I fucking deleted my shit.
Linowski.
Damn it.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your
it's
fault.
Not your
bro.
Fault.
Yeah.
Bro, it's,
yeah.
It's not your fault, bro.
Imagine
it's not your fault.
Imagine somebody would have been stalking me, like everything I was doing, like a girl or something.
They were. They called fans.
Imagine?
Yeah, they're called fans.
They were like listening to my music and like talking about me.
And they were like following me and stuff. And then like then they had the nerve
Instagram.
To show up to my shows.
Oh my god, seriously.
And then you feel bad because you can't answer all like everyone's messages.
Oh,
like,
right
and you're like, fuck this emotional abuse.
This is what fucking, Curtis King.
I just deleted it. So
you know Curtis.
Is hold on. Seriously, that was the reason you got off Facebook?
I don't have to deal with this.
Yeah, he told the story.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
was like very serious about it.
Yeah.
No, I was just like, man, this shit's annoying. Every post is annoying.
Yeah,
shit.
You remember that.
Here's
my ironic phase.
Fucking
of these guys.
Here are my nachos. You know? Oh, here's this fucking guy getting decapitated. Like, you know, like, okay. Fucking like.
Wait, tell me more about the nachos.
what Facebook is this you speak of?
Yeah, this is Facebook. I don't know. I guess there's fucking like. Like, you could put videos on Facebook, kind of like YouTube-ish, you know?
Now it's just people eating their nachos.
Now it's just
oh,
so
my
you
God,
know,
is that what's
going to
happen? Hold on, is that what's going to happen with video?
That's just Sex and Nachos.
That's where I left off. I don't
that's
know.
The name of my next album, Sex and Nachos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I used to have a personal one, you know, the one that you got, like, your professors on and your family and all that shit. And then I was like, man, fuck this
well,
one,
you
too.
Can't have one of those.
I had one.
I know, but you can't.
Yeah, well, I deleted it.
Yeah, that's why. But what I'm saying is... You understand you can literally make that be whatever you want it to be. Like you have an audience and you could, if you want, only talk to your audience only. And all the other bullshit, you don't have to go. You could just check your own page, see my notifications, and I'm out. And it's why that's so dope is because I'm telling you, if I'm listening to your album, I'm bumping that shit,
yeah.
And I send you a message on Facebook. And which you can do this now, which, by the way, everyone's going to steal this from me right now. But you could pop, you could drop a fucking video response back to that person. Yo, thanks, man, for listening to my music. You know how dope that is if you're a Linowski fan and he just sent me a fucking video? You know how many more people I'm going to go tell to follow Linowski because this dude's really about it? Mm-hmm. That's why Facebook is important.
Oh, but here's the thing.
It just dawned on me.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I was on it because I used to like going on my artist page on there because I used to do all that shit, you know?
Right.
I used to interact with them on Facebook and shit, and it used to be tight. I would fucking update my artist status like, hey, I miss you all. How y'all doing? What's up? And then, like, they would, like, comment, and I would just start mad random conversations, you know what I mean? Because, I don't know, I thought that shit was tight.
Yeah.
And then Facebook did this thing where it's like,
right.
Oh, this shit is only going to go to like 15% of your audience. And if you want it to go to all your shit, then fucking pay like this much.
Yeah.
And I was
that
like,
fucked a lot of people.
I was like, man, fuck you. And I made this final post like, yo, I'm moving on over to Instagram. Go ahead and make sure you follow me over there.
Yeah.
So you see me on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
but you know that that's.
Fuck you, Zuckerberg.
Yeah. They seem to ask me why I don't release songs often. Why it take forever to put out a single project? No. And if I did, you probably won't buy it, cause you think $10 is too much for something I put time in. Fuck work on your album for the course of a couple years, and people think it's not worth your blood, sweat, and tears. It doesn't faze me, I let these people be.
Yeah.
That's why I make this motherfucker EP for free. Cause I don't think that you should pay if you don't think it's worth it. Plus, I'd always have to break bread with people that I work with.
That's cool.
Which I don't mind, but in the end, nobody's profiting. Just hoping that you people share my music for marketing. Cause I ain't got a big ass fan base like some do. And if you stuck around this long, just know that Lino loves you. Sorry for lagging on the music, hope you understand. I'm busy with my life right now, trying to be your man. Feel me?
Peace to my loyalists and chief supporters, those who stayed in my corner all 84 of you. I disappeared for a hot minute, cause like you, I gotta pay the mortgage. Just know that I'm not ignoring you.
Believe me, it's not as easy as it seems. Trying to put food on the table while chasing dreams. A MC and had ever since I was a queen, so a hustle. Gotta stay lacing these 16s, but in the back of my mind, I know that everybody wants something for free. But if you dig in the music, would it kill you to buy a CD? Cause you don't seem to have a problem putting a G down on a brand new TV. So don't ask me why I canceled all my visuals like Arsenio. I'm at the top of my voice, but y'all don't hear me though. But still I write this and ride inside. What's a pariah despised to inspire before my required demise?
Not a hiatus, I just needed time to reconnect. Lucky I got fans that stick around when other people left. Just understand I hold standards to every single breath. Relieving stress, I'm always making sure I lay these beats to rest. People will pay if they love it, that's what I'm hoping now. Been trying to find a way to make it rhyming, so I hold it down. Post up and scribble until y'all feel what I've been through. Delivering something real and you know it only continues. Meticulous and concise with the writings I choose to send you. Hit you in the lab with the passion or at the venues. Holding every hit and releasing it to the clouds is helping to keep me focusing deeper into the sound. Inspired at random times, keeping this pen around. Still rocking these local shows for these people within the crowds. I'm speaking until I drown. Inside the thoughts I formulate, I'm sure to take my time if it's meaning that even more.
You know that that is what Instagram does, right?
Yeah, isn't it? Instagram is owned by Facebook.
So, but this is what I'm saying. I hear you.
No. The Facebook fan page.
Yeah.
Makes you pay to even show up in front of like a quarter of your audience.
Because it's a proven business.
Yeah. But Instagram doesn't do that. If you're right. If you just have your Instagram, it's just the same audience no matter what.
Yeah, for real. So the game.
Tell me about the game.
Is to hack all that shit, right? So how do you hack that? You can
with
go
a machete.
You can go make a Linowski personal page and interact.
Not if you're Linowski, listeners.
Yeah, if you're
Don't
Linowski.
You go and make a Linowski
page. Everybody just made a Linowski page right now. They're like, yes.
I'm pretty
and
sure
then what
doing.
Next?
I'm pretty sure I can still activate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you can just do your personal page, run everything off of there, because the whole fan page thing and the ratings and that, that shit's bullshit now.
Yeah.
Because it is, you can just buy into it. By the way, anybody in the industry knows that. Yeah. So they don't pay attention to that. Like, it's not a big deal. Except that if you do have a ton of numbers, that means you can invest in yourself. So we can have partnerships now. Yeah. Because you've already proven that you can occupy that space. The only way you occupy that space is with money. How do you know that? Because that's the business. And the thing that happened at Facebook didn't just happen at Facebook. They're the ones who got, like, the most flack for it. But it happened across the board.
Right.
That's how Twitter works. That's how Instagram works. That's how all these things work. Some form of that algorithm that you're only fed a certain percentage of things that you yourself have checked out on your own.
Yeah.
You know? It's like I said. I don't see Eddie and I follow each other. I don't ever see his posts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because Instagram has determined that, you don't interact enough with Eddie because he's right next to me.
Every once in a while, though, doesn't it feel like Facebook just, like, switches over to a new few people that, like, you haven't been seeing, and all of a sudden
I think it's just the algorithm.
And people that I have been interacting with, like, just stop showing up on my feed.
Yeah, because I think the algorithm never stops working.
Yeah, it's like you know what? You talk enough to this person. Let's move you over to somebody new.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That is weird. But that's the platform. How do you beat the platform? You just buy ad space. This works, by the way. You control exactly where you're going. And it's super cheap. If you're an indie artist, please look it up.
Yeah.
It's like stocks. Right now, it's very cheap. And it goes by country, by the way. Here's another one I'll give you for free. You understand that buying ads in other countries is cheaper than in the U.S. You can work your market in a completely different market because it's the stocks are low right now.
I have a distribution.
So buy,
in Korea.
buy.
You do?
Yeah. So you can go to Korea. You can go to Korea, but
the good one, right?
Yes. No. Only in North Korea. Linowski's big in North Korea. That would be tight.
South Korea. That shit was dope. I was like, what?
Yeah.
The fuck. This
you're blowing up
sick.
In South Korea.
And so, when you see that Linowski, that part doesn't. Like, how do you answer the question?
Elaborate on that. What sort of ad are you buying? Like, what audience in South Korea? Are you just saying all of South Korea?
No, I'm not buying
ads, bro. Okay. I have this dude.
No, he has distribution.
Distributes my shit over there.
He needs to buy ads,
and then I get fucking royalties.
Yeah.
Like, from this shit.
Which they're probably buying. They're probably buying it.
Hold on. And so what are you describing as far as buying ads? Like, I want to buy an ad on Facebook.
Sure.
Where do I start?
I do this on the side, by the way, for everybody who knows. So
you can pay Kill
if you go to Facebook, like what you want to advertise. What?
Let's say I want to advertise a burner podcast. Let's say I'm doing burner podcast.
Okay,
advertising.
So the best way to go about it right now is for you to pick an area geographically.
Yeah.
Most, I mean, as an indie artist, is within your reach.
Okay.
If you can go there, pick it. You know what I mean? Consistently, I mean. Like, so, like, Arizona, you could probably go there a lot if you had to. That's a good market for you to start pushing into without you spending a shitload of money.
Right.
Right? So, you go in, you start advertising, like, Arizona, people who are into Burning Man, because you can be very specific.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the age group. They're into podcasting.
Yeah.
So, all the people that are within that group are not all of them. There's a potential for all of that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be a percentage that are going to have your content land right in front of their face.
Right.
And it's going to seem organic and seamless. And that's what you're paying for. So
well,
your goal
I would
is
say
to
like
make
San
that
Francisco,
content.
I guess. Yeah.
Like that content is what you're is the game.
Okay.
How creative are you? And that's why I always fucking get down on artists for not advertising, because that's being creative.
Yeah.
If you're creating content, that's the peak of creativity. I'm pushing out content all the fucking time. I'm constantly figuring out a way to touch you emotionally for you to press my shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game. And there's no way around that. And but the thing is, this is the best part, is it's super cheap right now. I'm talking you can put up $5 for a Facebook ad right now and come out anywhere between 10 to 30,000 views. Because what's going to happen is for someone like Linowski, if he just did that, right? Literally, Linowski just put fucking $5 on.
Is that what he's doing on his phone right now?
He probably just ran five ads right now.
Okay.
But it's...
Where he's not paying attention to interview?
No, he doesn't need you. He's taking notes.
I'm actually calling my mom a little.
Yeah.
He's blaming his mom for not
Tony,
buying ads.
Tony, is he calling his mom?
He's like, Mama! But so you can be so specific and you can attack an area, which, like I said, when we work with artists, Eddie and I, like, we'll tell them it's within whatever reach you can.
Yeah.
Because you need to keep watering the plants, pun intended.
Well done.
But you need to keep doing that. And if you can't financially do that because of whatever your resources are, then just go hard on where you're at.
Yeah.
And because you're not, you're barely touching 1% of where you're at.
How hard?
Hard.
Okay.
You
touch
you know
everybody.
What I
mean. Go hard.
Go hard.
And touch everybody.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Got it?
Yeah, yeah.
Word.
Just want to make sure that that joke was clear.
Yes, I know. It's very hard.
Word up. All right, I got school. Right now, I was just taking like 15 notes and like sending them to myself.
Dope.
That's what I love about these shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always walk away learning some new shit.
But you do see, like, once you have like that little part of information,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure your mind's going crazy of like, I can do all. Yeah, and then it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's fun. Like, it really is like fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You're just putting out, I'm going to try this new thing to see if people... You know, am I explaining myself correctly? For me, as an artist, it's about how well am I explaining myself? Because I already believe in, if I explain myself correctly, you're going to buy it.
Right.
I believe that. Otherwise, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be making, you shouldn't be trying to make a living off of music if you don't believe in your shit. So if you believe in your shit, then all we're talking about is how much you want to invest in.
Yeah. What do I mean? What if I just want to rap while I'm in school, and then after I'm done with that, I don't
like you just
want to quit,
pretend to be a professor.
Yeah. Do you think I should buy ads?
Get a bunch of degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
Run marathons.
Yeah.
Like you're on fucking vacation
all day long.
Linowski, get the fucking work. What the fuck is wrong with you? Jeez. You gotta get lit.
Hey, bro.
Tomorrow.
Let's get it.
Well, with that kind of enthusiasm.
Fucking shit is nuts, bro.
Yeah. So how are you, man?
Fuck.
Leo's out.
Fucking burnt.
Are you? And
were you sunbathing?
I was not.
No, he's actually, just naturally golden.
When you said I'm burnt.
He's very Aztec.
Well, how are we referencing
brown.
Burnt?
I'm brown.
Oh. Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm fucking brown.
You're
are you?
Brown.
Where's school at right now? What's going on with that?
Yo, I'm actually done in December.
Are you teaching still right now, though?
Yeah.
On the side, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm done in December. I just had my final defense in December.
So what happens at that? Do you have to stand in front of people and stuff?
Yeah, you stand in front of your
community. Are you rapping for it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, hold on. Talk about
that would be weird.
Talk about the defense process. It's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Okay, so like...
Where do you do the... So explain what you're...
Yeah, what is that? I don't even
getting
know
getting your degree in.
I'm getting my degree in motor behavior, which I do not expect you to know what the fuck that is.
Explain that.
But it falls under the branch of kinesiology.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Damn, this shit sounds so much like school right now.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Listen, man. But, trust about me.
It. What is motor behavior? So, like, different... Is it, like, how the brain is connected to...
To, like, limbs? To the muscles.
Okay.
And like, you know, how the brain works with the muscles.
So it's very, like, specialized.
It's more like motor development as well, yeah. You know, and, like, motor control and motor learning.
So, why, if, you deal, have, so if you deal with you somebody who has, like, who's had, like, a car accident, they've had brain damage, like, you're somebody who would have the understanding on how to work with them?
Well, I have knowledge in that, but there's a specialized field in that called adapted physical activity.
Yeah. Okay.
Under kinesiology, and they work a lot with patients with... like disabilities like
that. Hands-on, right.
You know what I mean? And it's just like what you're trying to do is trying to reconnect those neural connections to those muscles in order to get the mobility back into those limbs and shit.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're gonna
weird.
So you're gonna have to actually so this is
what Wait, hold up. Dude, have faith in your audience. Trust me.
Yeah.
Your audience gets what the fuck you're talking about.
Don't worry. We know what we're doing. I swear to God.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not that I'm worried that they don't understand what I'm talking about.
And they're
about.
Not bored by it.
This shit is boring. Yeah, that's what I was about to
say.
It's
not boring to them,
no.
though.
No. If they're listening to this
look
show,
at that, look at it. Yeah, yeah. The ladies in the house, they're both like,
they've listened to much more boring stories from like our lives. They'll listen to this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what kind of degree is it?
Way better than our jokes.
What kind of degree is it that you're getting?
It's under kinesiology. I'm getting a master's in kinesiology.
It's a master's degree. Okay. So defense. So how does a defense work?
Like you have a thesis. You have a thesis, and you fucking. This is pretty much what you got to do to fucking, fucking get the fuck out. Yeah.
And what is a thesis exactly? Like break that down.
You choose a topic and you do research on it.
Okay. You know? For how long?
As long as it fucking takes you.
How long have you been doing it?
Fuck. This is my third year.
You've been working on this one thing for 3 years.
I started like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
first you take classes.
Yeah.
Once you're done with your classes, you take additional. Classes that are considered units, but these are your thesis units. You know what I mean?
Fuck no.
Okay. Okay.
Every college class is most likely 3 units.
Okay.
Every class is considered 3 units. Sometimes you might have a class and you have a lab with that goes along with that, and your lecture is 2 units and your lab is 1 unit, that makes it a 3-unit course.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
That part we get.
Yeah.
I mean, we went to San Diego State, bro. Yeah. So
we spent most of our time upside down with kegs.
Yeah, we had a bar.
Yeah.
So
I was an art major.
You need to just everything past a degree you gotta explain to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So check it out. So then you fucking when you get your master's, you still take classes like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at CSUN, Cal State Northridge, like 6 units is considered full time for a grad student.
Okay.
Mm. Right? Yeah. Which is pretty sweet because you pay like part time tuition. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's full. That's considered like full time
for a graduate student.
Okay.
Yeah. And you take classes, and then once you finish those classes, you got to finish extra units, right?
Towards your thesis.
Right. But you're still registered to classes.
Yeah.
But they're not classes that you go to. Those are just your thesis units. So you got to sit your ass down. You got to have some self-discipline. And you got to fucking lock yourself out
for
fucking 8 hours. And fucking write. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fucking write. Yeah, pretty much.
And so what was your thesis? Was it a specific topic?
Yeah, work with children and their motor skills.
Okay. So now the defense procedure, like, so you come up with a thesis, you write this paper, and then basically you have to stand in front of a board of experts.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to tear your shit apart, and you have to, like, defend it.
It's pretty much exactly how the fuck it goes. You know what I mean?
What is
it that you're arguing? Does it have to be, like, a new idea or, like...
Yeah, it has to be, like
some what sort are you defending?
Some sort of research revolving around your field.
That nobody else has done?
No, it could be anything you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it has to get approved.
But you have to be able to prove it.
Yeah.
What can you talk about what yours is?
Well, I work with children with motor skills. And so my thesis chair, my professor that I work under, right, my advisor pretty much in grad school, he developed an assessment tool that assesses children's motor skills in an easier fashion using pictures and using descriptions.
Like, yeah.
And you just kind of follow a decision tree. Did the child jump with 1 foot? If yes, you follow the upward decision tree and answer that second question.
Okay.
If no, you follow the bottom decision tree and answer that question.
And he invented this.
Yes. And at the end, he followed patterns, you know, but he developed his own assessment tool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
And so, like, and it'll only spit out, like, depending on what you answered, it'll give you a level 1, 2, 3, or 4. One being the lowest developed child, 4 being the highest developed child.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so it's really easy to use with like minimal training. That's kind of the goal right now. It's still in the process of it.
So that more people can be diagnosed correctly.
So like the way they do it now is kind of like you got to videotape them. Then you take that tape, you take it back to the lab, you play it in slow motion.
Too many steps.
You analyze every, it's inconvenient for the physical educator at a K-5 school that has 25 minutes of recess with like 62 children.
Yeah, it's almost impossible. You know what I mean?
So you got to find a way to like try and assess all of that, you know?
Right.
And try to get it.
That's awesome.
The thing is, he only has his skill, it's like manipulative skills, like catching, throwing, you know, striking, and locomotor skills, which is like movement through space. So walking, jumping, running, galloping, humming, right? And, there's an imbalance in between the scales. So I added 2 skills to the locomotor test.
Yeah.
I added vertical jumping and I added galloping. So what I'm doing now is I'm making sure that we came up with the criteria together.
Yeah.
Right? The criteria as to what discriminates. Because it's important to have the criteria because based on their questions, it's either a 1 or a 4.
One, two, three, four.
So
everything has to fit in there somewhere.
So these are rating skills. So I created 2 rating skills. And now I'm testing for reliability of this. So I had to go and film fucking like 60 children.
Wow. With their parents' permission.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, pretty much.
Who may or may not be Linowski fans.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it. What's it called?
Wait, so you have to prove that those 2 movements...
No, I have to prove that the rating skills work. Mm. So we pretty much, we gave all 60 children, we gave them all like a rating between my professors and I. And like what we're doing now, it's like, yo, let's see if these skills work. You know,
because
the other ones have already been good.
All right.
Let's see if these 2 work. So I have to recruit 30 more like participants from Cal State Northridge that are adults and be like, okay, this is how you use it. Use it and I rate these videos and let me see if your scores match mine.
Like a double blind.
If it works, then this skill is good.
Right.
If it doesn't, then it's like, oh shit, we did something wrong.
That's interesting.
But then aside from doing that, we're gonna compare them like from this raider and that raider and see if they matched. Just to get that reliability.
So now you have to stand in front of, obviously, is it other professors or like experts in the field?
3 fucking professors with a PhD.
3 fucking professors.
3 fucking professors.
3 fucking professors. 3 with fucking a professors. Fucking HD.
Play ahead of degrees?
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully not. Right. Yeah. Hopefully not.
So
you got to make them swoon.
By the way, so for the listeners, like this is why like stuff like this is fascinating because like we've talked about school. I mean, all the times you've been on, but I would imagine that to any. First of all, it's been a while since you've been on. Second. To a lot of listeners, it might just be like an abstract thing, like, oh, yeah, he's also in school. But the fact that there is this whole other section of your life that you treat with just as much attention, focus, and passion as you do with the side of you as an artist, that's important, I think, for people to grasp.
Yeah.
Like, you're not only doing...
Story.
Right, yeah. Because, like, we've met so many artists that are like this. You do these other things. And there was a time in... pop culture history where like it was seen as you're not really an artist because you're doing this other thing.
Yeah.
But that's bullshit though. It's 2017. It's about to be 2018.
We have the resources to do multiple
things. Yeah, people do multiple things and multiple things affect each other.
Yeah.
And it's not just like, oh, I'm stuck doing this other thing, I guess. No, like Linowski gives a fuck about this other thing that he's working on.
But what you can't get trapped in is going, well, I can't do the other, like the creative side as much as I'm doing this thing.
Right.
You can. You're literally just making trades at certain times.
Yeah.
You're balancing. It's a balancing thing. And what I'm saying is there's enough technology now to make that even easier.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't have that big of a problem.
And I want to know. I'm curious.
I'm going to manage Linowski, by the way.
I'm going to sign him right after
this show.
Okay.
It's just he needs it.
How has your life as an academic affected your life as an artist and vice versa? Like, do you feel any, like the way that you, like, do you, is there things you've learned in your experiences on stage that you feel have prepared you, for example, on how you're going to deal with like these academics?
Yeah, I can't imagine that you're going
to
be that
scared. It's more like, it's just like talking to people, you know, it's kind of like, oh shit, I've talked to like 500 people at once.
Yeah.
So it's like when I have this class, it's kind of like, if it's only like 20 people. Yeah. So it's just like, what?
And yeah.
Yeah, but the 500 people aren't trying to like rip, like shred your, you know, your
thesis apart.
Yeah,
but have you seen him? Well, you have seen him perform.
Yeah.
Like, as I see it when you perform, like, you definitely have like a, like an MC battle attitude sometimes
what?
when you're
what?
When you're spitting your lyrics.
You?
There's no doubt about that. So I kind of feel like
maybe that was just the last.
Nah,
project.
I feel this is what I feel like. I feel like you're not worried about your confidence in what you're capable of doing. And I think when somebody does that, that is what comes out. You're kind
of
just like,
I know what I'm doing.
It's
part of me that it's just like that. Like
you run marathons, bro. You don't do that.
That's the question right there. Are you nervous at all about your defense?
Hell yeah, I'm nervous as shit.
Of what?
What are you nervous of?
I don't know, man. It's
like you missed something?
It's like these fools are experts in their field.
Yeah.
Are you nervous about the content or your delivery? Like,
no,
I'm not worried
about my delivery. I'm not worried about that. It's kind of like I'm worried that they might ask some PhD-esque question about
that you
one,
might not
one
know.
Of things.
Yeah.
And
right,
it's just
right.
like, I don't want to be that guy that I'm like stuck there like, I wouldn't know how to
do
that.
I'm just gonna submit.
Just start freestyling,
dude. I've had plenty of friends that have had had to do defenses. They're usually nervous about all of it, because most people don't have that confidence of standing in front of people.
Yeah.
And like you've been doing, so hip hop is already going to be contributing to your career in that aspect.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like you're not worried at all about standing up there and talking in front of people. Like that's a fucking big deal, dude.
Yeah, you've already eliminated
that's huge.
Like what most people deal with, like the whole thing. Like I'm not only afraid of the things that that a normal person would be.
Yeah.
You're becoming an expert, and by doing that, you have to argue to experts. So that's that would make anybody nervous.
Yeah.
But
like
then
50% of your anxiety is gone.
Yeah, but normal people do that, and they're shitting their pants having to stand in front of other people.
Yeah, no, I've seen it, too. I've seen it. I've been to a shit ton of defenses. That's how I prepared for mine. I was I'm going to look at all of these and
of
see.
Of course. Something.
So you can do that? Like, I can just randomly go and watch defenses?
Yeah, I would love to go see one of those.
You actually get emails like, yo, this person is having his defense, and this is his topic, so come check it out.
Wait, didn't we get emailed that one time? I could have sworn we got emailed something of a friend who was going to do that.
Could it have
and,
been?
And literally until he explained it, I had no idea what the fuck it was. I was like, why do I want to go
Was
see
it Fame Kills, maybe? No.
And then so.
Oh, maybe.
Because he got his PhD, right?
Oh, maybe. Shit. That's tight.
Maybe.
Did he have a defense?
I don't know. I'm sure. Maybe.
Anyway,
do you have to do a defense for a PhD?
You have to do a fucking dissertation.
Yeah.
Which is a defense on steroids.
Wow.
So when
maybe,
is,
yeah.
When is, so when is yours?
Sometime in December. I have to set the date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
kind of like on me, you know?
You have to come right after that.
Yeah.
We should do a show like
right
after.
Let's run it.
Eddie, make sure we make that happen.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
It
so
is, it is laying
I'm
on
sure
the
we're
going
to be saying congratulations, but I want to hear how how they came at you, dog.
Yeah.
Did you have to serve them?
Yeah, I'll let you know all about that.
Dude, and at the very end, just light a cigarette and walk out. I mean, take a mic out of your pocket and just be like, plop.
They're like, what is that? Sir, please pick up whatever you dropped from your pocket.
He's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Dude, where are you now? Like, you got to update us. Where are you now, currently? I know it changes. It's evolving. Where are you at with music? Are you like, I got another project, but this is the last one?
Nah, it's like an EP, you know?
Okay.
This is kind of what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe after this, I might feel some other shit.
Okay, so you're no longer putting an end.
I'm just kind of going through with like what I'm in the mood for at the time.
That's dope.
And like kind of playing with names for the album. I had a really cool like title for one, and then like, but I don't know if it's gonna fit what I'm working on right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. You know what's what I've always found interesting about your process, because now you've been on the show and you've talked about it a lot. You do take like a researcher's approach to your songs, because like you'll make songs about a very specific thing, you know?
Yeah, usually I like to have a topic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not usually.
You're very consistent with that.
I'm never
it's like each one's a thesis.
I can't just sit there and write. I'm like, yo, I'm doper than you.
Yeah.
Now kill your crew.
Yeah.
You suck. You know, like.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's so ill.
Because that shit's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. Just rap about rapping.
Yeah. See, thank you, Lino. See,
yeah,
Lino knows.
Yeah. No, I know.
I looked at Arash and he didn't even say anything.
No.
Yeah, I went.
Because I haven't been complaining about that my whole life.
He doesn't listen to me.
It went through his head.
No.
Are you guys still talking?
Yeah. Hey, but do you think that as an artist, are you, do you feel like you're getting closer? I got to think that you're seeing what's happening with like Bobby and SP. And you have also seen that it's not like the people have let you fall off. They won't, they seem to not want to let that happen.
And that's been like really like inspirational, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what I kind of like, not gonna lie, sparked like the interest to make this album.
Dope.
I mean, or this EP, you know what I mean?
That's what it's I was looking for. You got the spark.
And then, and working with a guy that like makes like vibes that you like.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah,
and
yeah.
And you guys vibe on the same
that's
wave.
That's so important.
It's dope. So yeah. Like, yeah, man, I'm kind of excited to do so.
Do you, let me ask you this, like of the other producers that are like kind of around your circles, or is there anybody that you think like, oh, I think I could probably make a dope project with that person?
Yeah, you know, I've
or
only,
somebody on the wish list, you know what I mean?
I've only like worked with like limited producers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
People that have been your friends for a while now, right?
So yeah. I've worked with 92,
yeah,
formerly known as Infamizi.
Yeah,
right.
Is he? That's that what it is now?
92.
Good God! Every time you come on the show, you tell me something new about Infamizi.
Yeah, that's my dude. Super talented guy.
Yeah, I don't believe he exists still. By the way, I don't think it's a real person.
Yeah, that fool's like the behind the scenes person.
Oh, check it.
Check.
Yeah.
Hey, he's back.
Yeah.
That's weird.
What's he called?
Okay, so you've worked with Infamizi.
I mean, that's in the past. Like, he's taken different...
Yeah, early parts of your career.
You know, early parts. He's kind of like what... He was like the flame and spark to, like, everything I did.
Yeah.
You know? And then we were still, like, best of homies and shit, you know? It was just, like, music was just, like, something we, like, did on the side together.
Yeah.
But that was my homie to begin with.
Yeah.
So we were homies before, like, any of this music shit.
Is that pretty consistent with most of the producers you've worked with?
And then, so Frank John James is the guy I did the Headphones Only album with, solely produced by him. And then we were still, like, best of homies and shit, you know? It was just, like, music was just, like, something we, like, did on the side together.
Yeah.
But that was my homie to begin with.
Yeah.
So we were homies before, like, any of this music shit.
Is that pretty consistent with most of the producers you've worked with?
And then, so Frank John James is the guy that did the Headphones Only album. It's solely produced by him.
He's super talented, dude.
And that's my other homie. That's my homie homie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I started rapping.
You brought him down to San Diego that time, right?
Didn't he come?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Where were the shots?
Yeah. Frank, oh, Jesus
Still
Christ.
Looking for that photo.
Yeah, for real. Frank John James, that was like, I was rapping before I met Infamizi and any of this crowd. I was rapping with my homie, fucking The Prophet.
Is another longtime friend.
He was there at San Diego
as
well.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, so I was like rapping with him and he kind of showed me the basics of recording. Like, you got this layer first, then you got your dubs, and then you can kind of do like your oohs and ahs.
Yeah.
Those are called like ad libs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I kind of started my foundation there. And then later on, I ventured away from that circle. But Frank John James was part of that circle.
Yeah.
And I was like a little homie, and I was still listening to like their music and like the way they were doing shit.
Yeah.
And Frank was rapping. He's an MC as well, and he's fucking dope.
You
want to check out his music at frankjohnjames.bandcamp.com. That who has a shit ton of free like instrumental albums, fucking MC albums that he's
dope. Say it again. What is it?
frankjohnjames.bandcamp.com.
Boom.
So many first names.
Frank John James.
You can find my Skydancing project on there.
Ooh.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah. And that was in 2012. And he, what's it called? He's dope, man. And like...
Have you worked with Loudon?
Yeah, I have worked with
Loudon. Okay, so Loudon?
I've worked with Loudon. I have a song called Redline with that fool.
Who else? That's been like a consistent person. That's really it, right?
I've worked with EQ.
That's another person I feel really confident
with.
You know what I mean? So beyond that... Who do you see yourself with? Like, yeah, I'd like to, or maybe you want to challenge yourself or whatever. You're looking at producers. Who kind of excites you right now as far as producers that are making beats?
The guy I'm fucking working with right now, Rhythmatical. But there's other producers that are like shoot me beats too, like this dude JX, you know, he's originally from the 805. I think he lives somewhere near San Francisco now.
Yeah.
And there's other constant like producers like from like different countries, you know, that often send me shit.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because I can't get to all of them. The thing is, like, I think beats are dope. Like, I'll hear a beat and I'll be like, yeah, damn, bro, that's a dope-ass beat.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, here, you can have it. And I'm just like, oh, thanks. I might think it's a dope-ass beat, but I can't necessarily write to it, you know? I'll sit there and I'll play it. I'll be like, yeah, dope beat. And I just can't grasp it. And it's just like, I think they think that by me saying it's a dope beat, I'm going to automatically write to it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I always feel bad and I don't think I can make them understand that because of the language barrier, even with fools like here in the U.S.
Yeah.
That send me beats. or like I'll lag it too scandalous because I just can't write to it, you know. So I don't like writing like forced.
Yeah.
I kind of just get like a few beats and I'll kind of like vibe along with it for a little bit and I'll be like, yeah, I can write to it. And I'll write one or two lines and that turns into like 8 bars and then turns into a fucking verse.
So if like a producer sends you beats, they should be prepared to like, you might sit on that for a while, right?
Yeah. Or I might just choose like one of those beats.
Yeah.
Even though like 5 of those are dope, yeah. You know what I mean? Or all of them are dope, I might just be able to write to one. So this is what people don't understand.
Yeah.
In the park is called dedication, and only very few understand the frustration. It's patience required when you're faced with desire to be the best. Believe it takes a while for styles to manifest. Some fools think that it happens overnight, not quite. It's time and effort that you have to put into the mic. Man, I've been influenced by older heads that you ain't even heard of. They'll eat you up in seconds on the mic with half a paragraph. I have ideas and traditions they pass on to me. That's why I can't adapt to some of this bullshit monotony. My style's unreachable out in space like astronomy, and all these local cats coming up can never get on me. You're on some little kid shit, dog. You need to man up. I'm way above your head like Jordan back when he would slam dunk. And I'm like Teller cause I always have a pen on me. Apparently it be the only thing I need is weaponry. Slicing through my enemies like samurais, I steadily sharpen up my blade to the point of a new extremity. Thinking you got mad skills, dog, but you ain't got none. Thinking you got mad dope songs, but you ain't got one. Fools be taking shots at me, but yo, I know they fake it. Cause when I say what's up, they claim it's a general statement. You know who you are, and if you don't, then I ain't speaking to you. Your ass, you'll feel lucky I ain't sell that fucking feature to you. Dog, who the fuck you think you're messing with? Lino Skywalker's not the cat you wanna go against. I'll come at you any level, street or professional. The only tip you want's a tip that's right below my testicles. And I don't really seem to care what people say now. A visionary said it best, homie, just leave my name out. The same peeps that showed you love might be the ones I hate now. And I'm probably the second dopest cat you'll know from K-Town. On a high note, beating boys, what's up? Yeah.
Like, I can't, for example, I'm not the type of person who like, yo, come to the studio, like, let's make a song. Like,
yeah,
I might go over there, but like, I don't think I can write like something that I really, really, really like.
Yeah.
Like right there, I kind of just have to sit on that beat and kind of take it with me. Sometimes I can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I can't do it all the time. It's not my preferred choice of writing.
You know, are you a fan of Vince Staples? You know Vince?
Yeah, Vince Staples is tight.
You know, he's like he famously said that he doesn't like rapping actually. Like he likes writing about things that are important to him, and like the actual part of like recording and rapping. He's like, it's not my favorite part. Like my favorite part is just putting together like the vibe, the song, everything else is just kind of what I have to do to get the music out.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like with you, like, again, like you write very personal shit all the time. You know, you've written about your mom. You know what I mean? Like, what's the name of the on the last project you wrote about your mom working in the fields?
What's it called? It was called Coffee Growers.
Yes, coffee. Yeah, Coffee Growers. So that's like, it's a very specific, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a story.
Right.
You know?
See, the thing with those is like, I can't just have, like, all of those, you know?
Because,
like, if I, for example, if I was to rock that at a show, it's not like somebody was, like, really hyped before me and I come through with this shit.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not, they're not performance tracks.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like studio tracks or, like, headphone track.
Yeah.
Hence the name Headphones Only when I made that album.
Yeah.
Like, these aren't shits you like fucking turn up to. It's kind of like you'll just chill out
for a bit
and listen real quick, you know?
Yeah, that album, I have like, I think 2 or 3 songs in it from on the Crappy Awesome playlist on Spotify.
Yeah.
It blends really well with like a lot of like the loungier stuff that I have in my music.
Yeah, definitely.
Like it's something that I could listen to with a, you know, with a fucking martini in a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the subject matter is like very like, you know, personal.
But that was the point though, right?
Yeah.
Like you literally create, like from the jump, you're already telling them this is not for you to bump.
Yeah. This is like, Headphones Only.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, so when you do stuff like that,
for example, this project that I have right now, I'm thinking of title. Actually, I'm pretty sure I might just title it A Midsummer Rhyme Scheme.
Yeah.
That's dope. And I don't know if like anybody would get that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's dope.
And it's just going to be an EP?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. When you do that, when you put together projects like that, I'm talking now, where you're at now with it, are you looking more to like put more behind your project than you have in the past? Like, are you like, I want this to go to an even bigger audience, or are you just still putting it out?
No, I'm looking to go like, I want to remain as passionate as I've been in the previous projects.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because for a while it was just like, yeah, like, I don't know. I'm missing that. I wish I was like 21 again.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was like, damn, like I listened to that last Headphones Only album, like maybe like a month ago after not listening to it for like maybe like a few years, like a year and a half, maybe, you know? And I was just like, oh damn. Like I want to be able to like get into that mode again. Where
yeah.
It's just like for real, like, you know?
Yeah.
Which is at that, like, for example, SP, Self-Provoked, and the fucking YNO and everybody in my crew, that's the mode they're on.
Yeah.
Like, every single day that they wake up, you know? So I'm kind of feeling like, ah, damn, am I doing enough? Like, you know what I mean?
You but have like, been busy with a thesis.
They've all, like, shown me love. They're like, do you, bro? We support you, you know? Like, you got to handle your stuff.
Right.
Like, you know, so it's real, like, it's all love. Like, we're homies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I would, dude, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this because I got love for you. I challenge you to use your research skills that you naturally have, that you're very talented with, into either finding people to fill in the blanks of the stuff you do need as an artist, like just whether it is social media, whether it is content creation, that people find someone to either fill those positions or find a schedule to fit that in somehow. Because I here's my thing as a fan. As a fan, I'd go, more people have to hear this. And as a fan, I feel like, you know, like doing something like this show or just telling people, like I have, you know, you gave me a stack of CDs and I only give those CDs to people that I know that really like music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to me, that's like my part. But as a fan, I do expect the artist to like, let's go to the, are we going to the next level now? Or are you like, are you taking me with you? Like, let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And so I would say just research on how to fix that one issue of if you're like, man, I, you know, Facebook is whatever it is. Well, find a way around. You're creative.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. And yeah, that's why, I mean, I'm on Twitter. Twitter's popping.
shout out to Brown Twitter.
Twitter. Aww.
I'm trying to make one. I don't know. It's not catching on. Twitter nobody wants to be Brown Twitter.
Independent Twitter.
You're good on Twitter, man.
SoundCloud.
Twitter's your good thing.
Bandcamp. You know what I mean? I'm all the cool ones.
All the cool ones. All the ones that are closing down tomorrow.
I started being active on my Snapchat. Snapchat is popping.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even though I still think it's like for little like 17-year-old girls.
Yeah. Are you on Instagram stories? Are you doing Instagram stories?
Oh, I started to fuck with those a lot more.
Yeah.
Like,
just go there. That's where the adults went.
The stories, yeah.
Like, yeah. Snapchat was
It's just real hard for me, dog. Like, you know, snapping this fucking Heineken or Instagram story Heineken.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I'm not into it.
And it's like, over here at the homie Tony's with a crappy awesome. Everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you think that most people don't care.
Yeah, well, I don't care, so
No, I'm in the same boat. With Snapchat, I can't find my. I tried. I was doing pretty well on it too. I was getting a lot of people would tell me like in my personally.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking love your Snapchat. It's fucking entertaining as shit. I would get that regularly, but I just I don't like having to turn on the signal constantly.
And you got to it late before you could like really benefit from it because you knocked it out of the park, but it was already past the curve.
Yeah.
You know. Like, but Instagram store.
But that's anything doing where I have to like be thinking about turning my phone on and doing a live thing doesn't interest me. And I'm agreeing with our guest.
I'm just saying, you're both wrong.
Yeah, we're wrong.
God status, Tony. Word.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn.
Yo, man. I wanted to say this to you, brother. This is you're going to be at our 3-year anniversary.
I am.
One of the reasons we definitely wanted to have you on, man, is because we've always had like a relationship with you from the very beginning. And it's always been like a very cool, open thing with you. We felt like, oh, we need to bring somebody from the Platform Collection world who's been in there for a while, someone we supported for a minute. And that's why we had you out. And people, if you're listening, August 3rd.
if this episode hasn't aired already?
In Fullerton? No, it is going to air because this is episode 300.
Okay.
So.
Oh, wow. You're on 3-0.
Yeah. Three. Nice. You're on number 300. So August 3rd at Fullerton Slide Bar, Cookbook, Tumex, Zay, Linowski, 18 Scales. We got a bunch of surprise people, too, by the way, that are coming through. It's going to be dope. So, by the way, that end of the night cipher, Ilsamar, are you coming through? You should definitely come through. Wait, we need to. I think that end of the night cipher is going to be amazing. So bring your cameras if you're coming out. There's always going to be some weird shit happen with Tumex in the house. So who knows who the fuck he brought, like, Kid Frost out one time. Like, oh, shit, it's Kid Frost. Oh, and he killed it, by the way. Yeah. That fool killed it. So, dude, thank you so much for being a part of that. By the way, this is how real Linowski is. It literally was one text. Yo, are you down? And he was like, I'm down. Like, nothing else. Like, no.
Did he even know what he was down for?
No, I'm pretty sure he did it. He found out from the flyer and shit. He was like, oh, tight.
I guess I'm reporting. I guess I get up there and rap. All right.
Yeah, it's just like, you want to be at our third-year anniversary? Got you.
That's it, man. Nice. Dude, you're like one of the humblest dudes. It's why I go so hard body karate on you about blowing it up, because I think you deserve it. Guys, make sure you follow everything Linowski does.
Not on Facebook, though.
Not on Facebook yet. But tell them how to get in touch with you right now. Like, Instagram's the best one, right?
Yeah, Instagram, yeah. Twitter is the same thing everywhere. It's just Linoskiii.
Yeah.
Linowski.
Yo, and I'm going to tell you this right now. Boxing fans, soccer fans, follow Linowski. For real. It's like, that's a whole reason. If you don't know his music, follow him for that, because he'll jump on commentary during games and a bunch of shit. It's fucking funny as fuck. Follow Linowski.
Mad tweets in Spanish.
And sometimes he'll just give you, like, girl advice.
What?
Yeah,
I will?
Yeah.
Good.
I would.
I need some of that.
I'm not the best person.
You got to follow him then, man.
All right. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Stop blocking him.
Thank you,
definitely,
brother.
Hey, right. Thank you guys so much, man. I love you guys.
Word. You may now flush the
toilet.
When
I was young, I felt like I was born for this shit. Lately, I do admit I'm getting bored of this shit. Rapping just doesn't fulfill me like it used to before. And I don't plan to be a rapper, dog. I plan to be more. Rhyming just doesn't excite me like it used to when I started. And I guess that over time, me and my pen slowly departed. I struggle now, coming up with songs when it used to come to me as a natural response. Some people say that you should always follow your dreams. But in reality, I never planned to be an MC. Some people ask me, hey, yo, Lino, how did you start rapping? And I don't really know how, dog. It sort of kind of happened. But I do know why, though. It was to escape reality, to help me feel better when the whole world was mad. It's like trying to leave your girl because it won't work and you know it. But you can't because you love her, even though you know it's hopeless. That's my relation with this hip-hop shit.
Your music motivates me throughout the whole fucking day. I'm just telling you, keep making music, keep being humble with your homies, and just keep representing Koreatown.
When I was young, I never thought I'd quit doing graph until I figured that I was better at making these tracks. And that took me like 6 years to figure out what I did. And so I quit it with the spray paint and started to spit. And now I figured that I'm better at other things than this rapping shit. And maybe try to make a fucking album's what's been stopping me. I wouldn't be here without support from my homies. If it wasn't for my crew, I probably wouldn't be flowing. If it weren't for Infameezy, you probably wouldn't know me. If it wasn't for EQ, I'd never drop headphones only. I'm really thankful that they opened these doors, but most of all, I'm really thankful for their love and support. I'm really thankful for the fans that were there from the start, and I mean that shit sincerely from the depths of my heart. Cause if it wasn't for your ears, my music would be so lonely. Cause outside of being a rapper, my life is actually boring.
All I have to say is keep making music, you know. Never give up, it inspires many people.
And then I think about the love that you give me and the joy you might get when you hear me start spitting. And I get inspired right when I'm about to burst. I was done with the song, but then you inspired this verse. I do this shit for those that saw me climb on this. My day ones ever since that pay dues contest. I've come a long way, I've had a little help though. I hate when rappers say that they did it all themselves, bro. Like, who was there, man? Who listened to your shit? Your fans and your peers, that's why I always show respect. And low key, I'm really not that popping in the game, but I guarantee your favorite local rapper knows my name. They might be in their prime, but that won't always be the case. Someone young will always come and straight take over that reign. I just hope to be remembered even after I decay, and hope to leave my legacy here in the city of LA as one of K-Town's finest.
And your songs relate to many people's lives, and I love your music. I look forward to your new project, and I know it will be perfect, just like your past projects and new projects in the future. I'll always be here to support you and your music.
Brought to you by Platform Collective. Connection.com.